to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
That's the great Phil Stevens with the music. Thank you all for being here and for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Today's episode is about trying to conceive. It has been highly requested. I get this question, probably one of the most asked questions I've been getting since we told all of you that we conceived within the first month of trying. So that's what we'll be talking about today. We'll be talking about what we did to prep beforehand. And then we will answer some questions. And at the end, we will give you guys all the tips from the community on what helped them.
Yep, exactly. So before we begin, mom and dad, if you are listening, this is your time to leave.
And grandparents.
Yeah. You're uninvited for the rest of the episode. All right. Do you want to kick it off with the things that you did to prepare?
Yes.
Okay. What do you got?
Okay. So, oh man, there's a, you know, there's some people don't prepare, but I'm the type of person that likes to prepare for things and then just lets life take over. So I just feel like, well, at least I prepared and, you know, I'm just going to start off with that. So the first thing that I can think of that I did was regulate my periods. So I was on birth control for about 10 years straight. And I got to a point where I didn't like how it made me feel. I felt like I was taking it for too many years. I was kind of worried about taking it for too long and the effects that it would have on my body. So about 3 years ago, I would say, I was talking to Joey about it. And I was like, I don't like how it feels. I think I'm going to go off of it. Yeah. And you immediately were like, oh my God, I didn't know that you didn't, like you had an issue with it. Yeah, definitely. So I got off of birth control. And when I did, I think my body was so used to it for so long that it was really out of whack. So because of that, all of a sudden, my periods started being really irregular. Like I was going 3 months without having a menstrual cycle and or having my periods. And I was also having, like, my heartbeat started skipping a beat. And I know that I really think it's because of the birth control, getting off of the birth control, and my body just being all out of whack.
The timing was too, it was exactly like right after that.
So I had that issue. So I was going to see a cardiologist, but I didn't have one at the time. And I was having, the insurance I had at the time was just really annoying. There was like so much paperwork that we had to go through, and we had to find a doctor that we liked that the insurance covered. So anyways, by the time I found the doctor, it had gone away. But the irregular period was still something that was happening. I did not go see a doctor for it because I heard that there's these pills called Balance by Alani New, which I'll spell it out for you guys. Trust me, if you're trying to conceive, you're going to want to have these pills. It's called Balance by Alani New, A-L-A-N-I, space, capital N-U. They have over 14,000 reviews on the website of just so many stories of women just having irregular periods, having not like fertility problems for so many years, and just taking these pills and it just being kind of like a magic pill. So I was like, oh my gosh, that's great. Let me try it. I didn't even have to finish the bottle. My period was 100% back to normal. It just happened every month like it was supposed to, like clockwork. I didn't have to continue taking the pills. It was fine. It really was like a miracle pill. It was amazing. So I also want to say these pills, my mom had told me about them because her friend was having unprotected sex with her partner for over 10 years. She never got pregnant. She started taking these pills and she got pregnant immediately after, which was amazing. And you can just read through all of the pregnancy stories on the website. So I highly recommend them. And there are also people that reached out to me telling me that they also use those pills and it helped them. So that I think was a really big part of what helped. So I regulated my period with a balance pills. And I believe the next step was doing the fertility test. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's when you pricked your finger.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. So there's this fertility test. It's called Modern Fertility. And you can order it online. You get a kit sent to your house. You prick your finger and you just follow the instructions. You drop some little pieces, or not little pieces of blood. You drop some droplets of blood onto this little piece of paper and you mail it into the lab. And then within like a couple weeks, you get your results just to see how your fertility is going and how and all of that. And it compares it to your age range. Are you on normal scale, below normal?
So it says you land somewhere on this scale of very fertile to not fertile.
Yeah. And it also gives you so many other things. It's been years, so yeah. I don't really remember, but it was great.
Yeah.
And why did I take that? It wasn't because I didn't think I was fertile. I never had that thought, but it's just me again, just wanting to be prepared.
Right.
So I just did it and everything looked normal. I was exactly where I needed to be for my age. So that was great. So I regulated my period. I checked out my fertility and then that was pretty much it until 3 months before we decided to start trying. Mm. So we were really kind of scheduled with this, Joey and I. We really were like, okay, we didn't want to become pregnant while we were in the apartment. Like we've stated before, we wanted to buy a home first and feel more comfortable before we had children and started a family. So what we did is 3 months before moving into the house, I started not drinking coffee. So, or maybe a better way of saying it, I stopped drinking coffee.
Yeah.
And I personally don't really, that wasn't an issue for me. I drink coffee as like a treat once in a while. So I stopped drinking coffee. I stopped drinking any alcohol. That's another thing that for me, it was easy because I rarely ever drank anyways, 3 months in advance. So another test that I ended up doing to prep was getting a genetic testing done. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let Joey explain like the book definition of what genetic testing means.
The medical definition is genetic testing identifies changes in chromosomes, genes, and proteins. The results of a genetic test can confirm or rule out a suspected genetic condition or help determine a person's chance of developing or passing on a genetic disorder.
Yes. So, for example, like if you get genetic testing done, if you and your partner get it done, and you have a mutated gene that can cause deafness in your child, and your partner takes the test for his genes, and he has the same exact gene, then when you two conceive or when you two have a baby, that baby has 25% chance of being born deaf. So it's good to know, because the technology is out there, if this is a possibility, just because if it is, then as soon as your baby's born, you can have a specialist check the baby out. Right. So that the baby can have hearing aids earlier. And right. It just will save a lot of like stress, heartache, and like just trying to figure out what's wrong with your your baby.
Yep.
So if this, you know, the science is there, might as well take advantage of it. So I did that. What else? Okay.
But can we just take a quick break?
Yeah.
Look how cute that little baby is in there. There's a cute little baby in there.
I know.
Probably. The cutest little baby ever. Just sitting right there.
Probably sucking its thumb.
I almost just revealed the sex. I almost just said.
Yeah, we found out. I know.
Whoa. Do we tell him? What do we do? Should we tell him right now? Oh my God, I want to do it.
We can say it after at the end.
Okay.
Where was I? So yeah, so besides that, that's all I did to prepare. Then of course, you know, financially and starting healthy habit routines. Mm-hmm. I wish that I would have, if I could change one thing, I wish.
If I could change one thing.
I wish that, no, don't ever apologize.
Sounded like a great song title. Probably is one. If I could change one thing, you were saying before I rudely interrupted
sound like
you,
my, breaking you, into song? You sound like Mike Wazowski. Because he always turned.
If I could.
Yeah, he could. He always changed things into songs. Or turned sayings into songs, yeah. Anyways, so something that I wish that I would have done that I didn't do before was get my dental work done before I became pregnant. It's really, really important to get your dental work done before you're pregnant because your immune system goes down and your teeth really do suffer because of it. And also the baby's just pulling nutrients from your teeth from everywhere. So I ended up I needed to get two crowns done and I pushed it back because I didn't want to go to the dentist during COVID. Then I became pregnant. And when I went to the dentist, they said that he said that I can't get the crowns done or if I needed anything else, anybody that needs like crowns or root canals or intense surgeries, it's really not advisable to do it while you're pregnant because you're going to need x-rays. So what my dentist did instead is that he just gave me two temporary fillings. But I'm definitely going to have to get that done after the pregnancy. Also, make sure you get your dental cleanings. It's super important. And make sure you floss, because if you don't floss or take care of your teeth, then you have a higher chance of getting what they call is pregnancy gingivitis. And pregnancy gingivitis, your gums start bleeding and that will turn into periodontal disease. And then it'll start eating at the bones in your teeth. And periodontal disease actually is correlated with premature babies. And so it can really save your baby's health and life if you take care of your teeth. So I definitely want to say that. So make sure you go to the dentist beforehand. So that's pretty much it. That's what I did to prep for our baby.
Mm-hmm. You want to get to the questions?
Yes.
Okay. Question number one, do you have polycystic ovary syndrome?
It's also known as PCOS. A lot of people ask me if I have this and I do not. But I know why people asked. It's because I'm pretty sure it affects with your fertility.
Mm.
So.
Okay. Were you on birth control before?
No. So like I said earlier, I was not taking any birth control pills before we started trying. I did take it in my life for 10 years, but I stopped about 2 or 3 years before we tried to conceive.
Did you check when you were ovulating and plan around them?
Yes. So I downloaded this app called Glow, and for probably about 4 or 5 months before we tried to conceive, I was tracking my periods. So I knew exactly what day it started, what day it ended, and what days I was ovulating according to the app. So I followed the app, but I also know when I'm ovulating. So this is something that my mom taught me at a very young age, is to check my discharge and know exactly like what discharge looks like when you're ovulating. So I was always really aware with my own body, and I would Google what ovulation discharge looks like. So then you're familiar with your own body too, if you don't already know. It's very easy to tell the difference if you're checking. It kind of looks like egg whites, for an example. But raw egg whites. Yeah, mm. I had to make that.
Cooked egg whites is a difference.
Yeah, that's no.
Right. Just raw. That would be...
I don't know what that would be.
Maybe go see a doctor.
Yeah. So there's the answer to that. Pretty much just look it up and you'll know. I think having an app is going to help you, but it's also good to know your own body because the apps could be wrong.
And a follow up, did you ever use a kit?
No, I didn't. So I've heard of these kits. I've never seen one in real life, but there's ovulation kits where I'm guessing what you do is you test your discharge to see if you're ovulating or not. But like I said, since I already know when I'm ovulating, I didn't use a kit.
What are your favorite cycle tracking apps?
I just use Glow. I didn't use anything else.
Did you use any sort of blood fertility company like the company Modern Fertility?
Yes, that's exactly the company that I use.
Oh, how much time do you consider is necessary to start taking action before actually trying to conceive?
Well, it really depends on the person, how right. prepared you want to be. I started taking action years in advance. I think it's important if there are certain habits that you want to change about yourself when it comes to diet or exercise, it's good to get them, to create the habit beforehand. I really don't want to put a date because I think it's really different for everybody, but I do think it's important to get a lot of things prepared beforehand.
Perfect answer. And then one more we'll do. Did Joey do an assessment of his sperm health? No.
You didn't do that. And I don't really think it's necessary to do that. Or honestly, even the Modern Fertility wasn't really necessary. I just did it because I wanted to. But, if you're young and within the age where you're under 35, I think that all those things aren't really that necessary unless you really want to be extra prepared. Mm-hmm. I think that you probably would have done that if we were trying for a year and nothing happened, then we would have probably gone to a specialist to see. But yeah, no.
I didn't really do anything to prepare, which is crazy. I just did the other thing. Okay, should we get to the tips?
Yes.
Okay, how about this? After each tip, I'm going to say, did we do that? Mm-hmm. And you're going to say yes or no.
Sounds great.
Does that work?
Yeah,
that works. Sort of a fun game part of this?
Yeah. So these are tips that people sent in that helped them conceive. Yes. And while I was reading them, I noticed that Joey and I actually did do a lot of these tips. We're like, oh, they knew about that too.
Yes.
So a lot of people that wrote in, they were able to conceive really quickly because of these tips.
All right, Mom, if you're still listening, this is going to get really uncomfortable for you. someone said they used the AVA bracelet or the AVA bracelet, but tracking BBT with any thermometer will do.
Yeah, we did not do that.
No.
We didn't track with a thermometer, and I've actually never heard of that bracelet, but definitely look it up and see if it's something that will be right for you.
Somebody said that they tracked their ovulation months before they started trying.
Track their ovulation? Yes, we did that.
Sure did. Somebody said that their doctor told them to put their legs up for 30 minutes after having sex. Did you do that?
Okay, first off, can I just say so many people wrote this one in, and I have a feeling it's like an old, like, what do they call those? Wives' tale? Sure. Because my mom told me this one. So, yeah, I have a different relationship.
I knew about this one because there's a scene in The Big Lebowski where she puts her, like, legs up.
And because she's trying to have a baby from him.
Yeah, she says, because he's like, what are you doing? And she says, he's more like, what are you doing, man? And then she says, like, that she's trying to have a baby with him. So, so I remember storing that, like, in my high school brain, like, oh. Okay.
Like, better not be seeing anyone in college. Anyways. So my mom had told me about this one. And I actually, I'm an overachiever. So
some would say a perfectionist.
Yes. Yeah, so instead of just putting my legs up, I did a handstand.
Yes.
And not only for like 5 minutes, for like 20 minutes.
Yep.
And it was actually really funny because there was one point I would do like the handstand, like I think like every night for the ovulation period.
Yeah.
But there was one time where my neck hurt for so long. So if you are going to do a handstand, make sure your neck is straight and you can put it on a pillow.
I didn't realize what she was actually doing to her neck. And then it was...
Because I was on the side of the bed and then you were probably like on your phone or something. And then I was like, I need help.
Those are funny times though.
Yeah, there. I know. Part of me was like, this would be such a funny drawing. And I know a lot of people will relate, but
it's like,
it's not what I usually draw. And
right.
Yeah.
Right.
It would be a good one. Okay. Next.
Okay. Somebody said that they used an ovulation test.
An ovulation.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't. I already said that.
Somebody said that they bought ovulation test strips. Did you buy those?
It's the same thing, no.
Okay. Somebody said that they reduced or gave up coffee and alcohol.
Yes. So, like I said, I did for 3 months. And Joey, you didn't drink alcohol either.
No, not really. But I drink coffee. But does it matter for me?
I don't know.
Okay. Somebody said that the book Taking Charge of Your Fertility should be mandatory reading for everyone.
That sounds great. I had never heard of that book, but...
Look it up.
But I'm sure it probably gives you so many tips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody said that their friend got pregnant the first time with pre-seed lube. It creates the right temperature inside.
I did hear about this. I didn't know about this, but... A lot of you guys said you use this. So, yeah, no, we did not use that.
Somebody else said that they used it and that the brand name is First Response.
Okay.
So, somebody said that they both cut out alcohol. I guess we did that.
Yeah, we did.
Somebody said that they checked out the fertility awareness method.
I don't know about that method.
Ooh.
But it's probably has something to do with tracking.
Yeah.
Their ovulation days.
Somebody said that they used ovacetol.
Okay, you got to spell that for people.
OVASITOL supplements.
Okay, I've never heard of them, but.
Somebody said that they stood on their head for 3 minutes.
Yeah, we got a lot of those. So I would say yes, but I did it for longer.
Yeah. And if you're going to do that, watch your neck. Yeah. Give it some nice support. Somebody said acupuncture.
I've never actually had acupuncture, so I did not do that. But
relax and unwind. Angst can make a woman's body reluctant to pregnancy.
So we did get a lot of people talking about this, about just being relaxed. And I would say that's something we did too.
Yeah.
I am just a relaxed person.
Yes.
I don't really get anxious or worried or all any of the above. But I would probably advise, you know, maybe starting off with a massage.
Ooh.
Can help you. Okay. You know, like, give each other a massage. Whoa, start relaxing.
This is starting to get hot and steamy in here.
and just thinking about it. Another thing is give your both of you have to be in this mindset of this might take, you know, 4 to 6 months.
Right.
So don't have that anxiety of the pressure of you have to get pregnant every time. So that's something too that we did.
Yeah.
So I told Joey, you know, we talked about it. We're like, you know, this might take a while. My best friend, it took her 6 months to get pregnant. And so I mentally thought, you know, it could take 4 to 6 months. And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
We just got lucky.
Yeah.
But I think just going in like that will relieve some stress because there isn't that much pressure.
Somebody said that they inserted a flexible menstrual cup after intercourse to keep semen close to cervix.
I read this for the first time when someone sent this to me. No, we didn't do this, but I thought it was genius. And that's pretty genius. Great tip. Actually, Joey just saw one for the first time when he was helping me clean out the studio.
He's like, what is this?
I have a Diva cup. I never actually used it, but I have it. But now in the future, we'll add that to the...
There you
trying to conceive tricks.
While doing a handstand. Somebody said that lube kills off spermies.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of this. So there's certain lube that does kill sperm. So make sure if you are somebody that uses that, to use it proper. But that would be no for us. We didn't do that.
Somebody said one a day men conception pills.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
But it's probably something to regulate the men's body too.
Somebody said that they conceived in their first month off of birth control and that they were taking Balance Alani Nu.
Yes.
That's
so that's exactly what I did exactly. too. Highly recommend.
Somebody said that they have a lot of anxiety, so they took an edible. Oh boy. And they got pregnant the first month of trying.
Okay, so when I read yeah, that would be the opposite for me.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine taking an edible and then just doing anything, to be honest.
Yeah. Hey, some people, you know, if you know that like you handle like weed really well and stuff like that, then maybe that's for you. Some people's
right
just built that way.
Yeah, some people, if it helps them relax, that's probably better. But yeah, we definitely didn't do that. And I've had an edible once in my life and it was just a very bad experience personally for me.
Oh man, last time I journeyed into edible land, remember what happened there?
Yeah, that was,
it was not good.
Joe was like, you need to call the ambulance. Yeah. So anyways, if that works for you, but we definitely didn't do that.
Oh boy. Somebody said, Somebody said, stay connected after intercourse for at least 15 seconds.
15 seconds?
15 seconds.
Oh.
15 minutes?
I was about to say, yes, we did that. And just think about it like a long cuddle hug.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did this one too. And I think, I mean, I would recommend this one. It's also like nice to have a long hug after.
I recommend it as well.
So yes, we did. We did that one.
Maybe more than 15 seconds.
Yeah. Like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Fall asleep.
Sure. Somebody said wait at least 20 to 30 minutes to pee.
I did that. Probably around 20 minutes. And I didn't get a UTI or anything for those wondering.
And the last tip we're going to go through is that saliva is a sperm killer. So no oral sex before.
Yes, I did read that. So that would be a yes for us. We didn't do that. Just because, you know, you want to keep all of your chances up.
You want to keep the sperm alive.
Yes.
All right, that's it.
That's it? Those are great.
Okay, let me just... You did so well just now.
What?
You know, seriously, great job, like, giving out, like, incredible information.
You.
And I love that you were able to, like, share what your experiences were doing that.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like it's something really taboo that people don't talk about.
I didn't know any of this before we started.
And a lot of people have trouble. And then if you look it up, there isn't that much information.
Yeah.
Especially like the saliva one, I had no idea. Like I did a lot of research before.
Yeah.
So yeah, just trying to pass it along. If this helped you guys in any way, if you feel like you were able to conceive quicker because of this episode, please let us know or leave it in a review. That would be nice so other people can see it and be inspired to listen and it could help them. But yeah, I hope this helps you. And congratulations if you are pregnant and you're just listening.
Yes. Hey, let's do a quick check-in on you here because I feel like we do that every week. Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
Oh, well, thanks. I'm feeling great.
It's weird. I'm saying that as if I'm a listener because I obviously am with you every second of every day.
Yeah, and you actually do that.
Do.
All the time, yes. Which is so sweet. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling so much better in the second trimester. Slowly, I'm adding different foods every day. I feel like I'm just tiptoeing around new foods and it's getting so much better. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have an amazing day, night, evening. We appreciate you.
Yes.
We love you. Mm-hmm. We hope that you have a great week. And we'll hang out again next week. See you later.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. and we just realized we forgot to tell you.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.